Ollie, there's a good buzz about the place, the club, and people seem to be looking forward to this cup semi-final.
Yeah, well, I suppose they're bound to be. You know, it's a big game up there. I just hope maybe that the expectation isn't, you know, I hope it's reasonable in what we're going into, and people realise maybe the jumping centre that we're going into, going playing Pats up in Inchicore. But yeah, there's a good buzz here. There's a good buzz here on Friday night with the result that we got and the way we played. And we're back in this morning here, and yeah, there's a good atmosphere in Germany, but that's what you would expect before a cup semi-final, I presume, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure you know just what kind of challenge St. Pat's is going to bring, Ollie. You're well aware of the system they play and the players that are going to be involved.
Yeah, I mean, look, come here. When I start talking about quality, you know, Keith Fahey does. I think he's got 17 or 18 international caps. Keith has won, you know, I think he's won a League Cup medal with Birmingham, Northern Birmingham, two years ago. You know, and he's only one. You know, you try and deal with him, and then you've got Chris Forrester, you've got Christy Fagan, you know, Killian Brennan. You know, where do you stop? You know, they're probably the one side left in the competition that could open you up. And Pats are the type of a team, if they get ahead, they won't stop. And to be not taking the foot off the pedal. Yeah, of course, we had a struggle with Derry and Shamrock Rovers. Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, we would be the underdogs in any of those games. But Pats away were probably the one side that could do serious damage to you on their day, or if we have an off day.
Well, do you change things, Ollie, for that? I mean, do you approach the game differently because those players have so much experience and carry so much of a threat?
Yeah, look, we've watched a lot of the videos on Pats in the last week, and we'll do so in the next couple of days. We had the match on Friday night up against Shamrock Rovers. We know all about what they can do. It's a question whether we can counteract that or not, and that takes a fair amount of discipline. And it takes a fair amount of quality. And we'll see, do we have those two things next Sunday?
Yeah. You've made Finn Harps hard to beat this season, Ollie. We've chatted about that before various times in the campaign. I know this is a different kettle of fish now when you're going playing a Premier Division club, but that's one thing you can take with you, that Harps are pretty good defensively.
The middle of the season there, we were very, very difficult to beat. I think we went, 11, 12 games unbeaten, including, you know, going to Longford and places like that. You know, we didn't make mistakes, unfortunately, on Friday night here. We made more than two mistakes, but two that were punished with goals. That's a little bit worrying. We weren't making those mistakes through the middle of the season there. We were, you know, the other side of it on Friday night, we probably played better attacking-wise than we had been playing during the year. So there's pluses and minuses with Friday night's game, but look, you know, at home to Shelburne, yeah, it's great, and we got a great result. Going away to Pats is a much, much bigger ask, and there's no one here under any other illusion than that. And, you know, it would take an awful lot of things to go away on Sunday for us to get a result. But look, maybe that'll happen. I think if we go behind early, it might be a struggle. It might be a long, long afternoon for us, but please God, that mightn't happen, and we'll certainly, it won't be for the lack of trying, Dermot, whether it's a lack of quality that'll catch us, or maybe if it's a lack of discipline where we miss a tackle. As I said to him this morning there, if we miss one tackle anywhere in the field, you know, it's open season. Yeah. And to get all of those things right will take a savage effort, but that's what we're planning to do.
St. Pat's, you know, you've mentioned as well, Ollie, about how strong they've been at home, but they've slipped up at home as well. They've dropped points during the season, and they played Shelburne in the cup. They managed to pick up a draw at Richmond Park. Maybe that's grasping at straws.
Yeah. I was speaking briefly with Johnny McDonald very briefly. He summarised that away when they got the draw in Richmond Park. He said that they ran their luck. You know, he said yes, they lost 1-0 in the replay in Tolka, and he said that was a much, much tighter game. But, you know, the original game up in Inchicore, while they got a brilliant 1-1 draw, he said, you know, he may as well have done the lotto that night, you know. But, yeah, it's possible. If Shelburne can go there and get a draw, it's possible. But, you know, probably, I don't know, you know.
It's been difficult as well, Ollie, all these away ties in the cup. Okay, you've been paired against the so-called weaker sides because you haven't met Premier Division opposition yet, but you still had to go and win those matches, and you faced difficult opposition.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can say the two of them are non-league, but certainly away to Wexford is not an easy tie for anybody, including the Premier Division sides. I mean, Bray got dumped out of the cup down there in the first round proper in the end of May there. And that was a decent performance by us. It was maybe on a par with Friday nights here against Shelburne without the couple of mistakes that we made on Friday. No, there's not too many teams that will go down to Wexford and come away, you know, with a win in a cup. That was a difficult game. Avondale, you know, don't underestimate what Avondale had, especially at home. Yes, they're an intermediate side, but they're the top intermediate side. And yeah, we haven't played a Premier Division side, and unfortunately we're going into the League Champions in Dublin on Sunday. So yeah, it's a huge step up. But look, we'll see what happens, Sherman. You know, roll on Sunday, like.
Yeah, from your own perspective as well, Ollie. I mean, this is your first season in charge at senior level. I'm sure this is what you got involved in with Harps for, games like this, occasions like this.
Look, yeah, it certainly isn't about me, I'll put it that way to you. I mean, look, whatever game, we go to Wexford on Tuesday night, no one is looking forward to travelling that distance and playing Wexford in what for us is a meaningless game. But we'll approach it as professionally as we did the 31st game here against Waterford. And I said this a number of times, we'd been playing Longford in the last game of the season, they'll probably have won the first division by then, but we'll approach it as professionally and go with it each and every game. Yes, of course, Pats is a bigger game, but you know, look, it's not for the lack of training or preparation or indeed on the lads' behalf. No matter what game we're playing, be it a cup semi-final or be it the last league game, we'll approach it as we did each and every game and continue to do that, you know.